Ladies and gentlemen, coming to you from the city of brotherly love, Philadelphia, PA, the man who could be anywhere but right here, right now, in your ear, I present to you the one and only Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast.
3, 2, 1.
We're live.
Get strapped in, buckle up, put your seatbelt on. What else? The safety precautions. Keep your hands inside the ride. You are on the Mr. National Podcast roller coaster, baby, with P Double.
What up? No hands, Mom.
No hands. Right. Get to your favorite amusement park. Hey. Glad to have everybody that listens in with us, here with us, for a throwback Thursday, all right? We do this thing, me and P-Double, we wing it, okay? We wing it. We don't know what. I want to say we got a great show in store for you, but guess what? I have no idea what's in store with this show.
Well, I don't either, but I'm jacked.
That's how I'm feeling, P-Double.
Really?
I'm jacked, right.
I'm just pissed off.
Uh-oh. We're going to start the show off with P-Double being pissed off, and then I'll take over.
It's about my lawnmower.
All right. Baker Mayfield commercial.
Man. I couldn't get it started, man.
But I got
a John Deere LA-145, if anybody knows how to get it running. Right. Come to my house, work on my lawnmower, get it running, man.
We got
I poured gasoline right in the carburetor. Turned it. Smoke's going everywhere.
And them down. You probably got a fuel problem. It might be a fuel problem. Yeah. Are you getting fuel to the motor?
I don't think it's like it's starting, but it won't. It's got gas in it, but it won't get the gas to the motor. So I don't know what that is, man.
You got to get that. You got to get down on your knees and you got to suck it. You got to suck that gas. That didn't come out right, but. You got to draw that gas out, make sure you got good flow. You know what I mean? That's what's wrong with some folks, you know, especially these marriages. You ain't cleaning out the pipes, you know what I mean? People just too busy stuck in their lives, you know. The love life is dying down.
Put on the back burner.
Yeah, it's on the back burner. You got this to do.
Gotta fix the house, mow the lawn, do the laundry, get the kids fed, get the kids in the bath.
Go shopping, chores, you know, break and fix that. You gotta find time for loving. Cause that's the same thing. It get clogged up. Next thing you know, some other mechanic's up in your workshop.
Somebody's mowing my lawn.
Somebody's mowing.
Damn.
We know P-Double ain't got no problems with that, but some people do. You know, me and Smokestack say you got to. If you don't do it, Jody will. Jody is always. Jody's a good listener. You know what I mean, Jody? That's that work husband. You know, every woman got that work husband. That guy is just He's the guy that listens to everything. That's another thing. You know, men, we don't listen after a while. We just tune the woman out. Okay. But they do want to be heard. They might throw like a curveball and just say something crazy, and you'd be like, oh yeah,
just to check you. You're
like,
listening.
Just to check. And you're like, you asshole. You just said okay. You know, our son want to jump off the river, you know what I mean, off a cliff or something. Just anything. So, got to listen, you know.
Pay attention.
Pay attention, listen, and keep that love life going. Keep it going like Luther Vandross. Stop to love, okay?
There you go.
I like the new,
have you heard Anderson .Paak?
Yeah, I like that dude. He got a good song going, right?
I like it. I started listening to his old album.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I'm like, oh, this dude is right down my alley.
The Anderson Paak. Yeah. I the name of the song, but it's catchy. It's good.
Something about getting back together. Can we get together?
Hey, good.
Do
good
you,
stuff.
Do you want to stay together or something like that?
That's it. Yep. That's it.
It sings with
I got one.
Sings in the background too.
I got one. I got a letter from the government the other day. I opened and read it. It said they were suckers. That's yo, that's a throwback Thursday. That's Chuck D, Public Enemy.
I was going to say, it sounded like something like that.
Yeah, that's Chuck D, man. That's the opening line of Black Steel and the Hour of Chaos.
Wow.
He got a letter from the government. He opened it. He said, they read it, and they said they were suckers.
Yo, Chuck D's awesome. He's got a podcast. He's got a podcast. We got to get you on there.
Oh, we got to get up on there. Right, right. I love me some Chuck D. And I love 80s rap. I mean, 80s music in general.
Right.
But that was the...
I'm like the more conscious rap, you know, not like the...
Yeah.
Like
well, that's... I mean, like that was what Public Enemy was. They were very conscious. They were awesome.
Yeah. I can't stand the new rap. I don't know if it's because I'm old.
A little bit of
The mumble rap, I just can't stand it, man.
Yeah, I can't get into it. I just don't get into their clothes, what they say, and a lot of them are just always high. I don't know.
Yeah, and you know what? I went to California with my daughter and her friend. They're like 15, right? So last year. So they started playing all their music in the car while we were driving around down there. And it's all about taking pills and just ignorant stuff, you know?
Yeah, right. Just nothing like
you're a piece of shit, man. Why are you, who wants to listen to you? You know,
right?
I mean, when you listen to Chuck D or Run DMC, you know,
LL Cool J,
he was a bad dude, you know, who would come in the back door when you leave.
Right, I mean, he was Jody. Yeah.
But you know what I'm saying? It was like a cool dude. Not some loser that's just on, you know, like talking about getting fucked up all the time, you know.
Here's another thing I want to talk to our listeners.
Sorry.
You know, we probably got an older crowd. I mean, I'm not dissing the younger. We got younger listeners. Your music is okay, but it's lacking substance. You know what I mean?
Right.
Back in the day, the guys that were talking about Public Enemy, you know, who was their DJ? Terminator X. You know what I mean?
Right.
You had DJ. You every rap group or rap guy had their DJ, and they had scratching in the song. Right. They even took the DJ out. You know, they just
it's just all electronic.
Yeah, I don't know what it is. I just and the beats. I give them the new music has some great catchy beats, great catchy hooks. But what they're saying, these guys are like so high. They like. I mean, Jimi Hendrix got high. Listen, Jimi Hendrix got high.
He also had musical talent.
Right.
He could play an instrument and shit.
And you could hear him sing. These dudes are so, like, syrupped up or whatever the hell they take it. You don't even know what they say.
Yeah, I don't get into it. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of good ones out still. But you listen to the
They come far and few in between, if that's the right saying.
Right.
The way they say it. But these guys, I don't know what their problem. Maybe they have mental issues, which brings us to Mental Health Day. Mental Health Day.
Is that today?
That's the day, P-Double.
Wow, good looking out, Mr. Nash.
Right, and we've been posting on our social media stuff about mental health awareness all day. And it started early for me. I went to Starbucks. No work for Mr. National today, okay?
Nice.
We went to Starbucks and they had on the board where you could have, and they had little sticky tabs where you could, and a Sharpie, and you could write little positive quotes to put on the board and stick on the board today.
Uh-huh.
And it was all, you know, it's okay not to feel okay. And, you know, love life. Stuff that Mr. National always talks about. Love life.
Right.
Mental nice. Health
nice.
Is serious. I mean, it's...
Yeah, you got to take care of yourself.
You got to take care of yourself.
Hey, you know what's good for your mental health? Is to laugh. So, I got a joke. All right, quick story. I just heard this
in honor In honor of Mental Health Day, P-Double is telling a joke.
All right, so I'm not really, this is like a true story. I just heard it on the internet. The other,
okay.
It's a friend of mine told this story, but I'm going to tell it like I'm telling it, okay? So my dad takes me to the ice cream shop because that's the kind of dad I got, right?
Right.
And so we roll in and we're like, the crowd is like a bunch of old dudes. It's like a bunch of old retired guys hanging out the ice cream shop. And we're like kind of like surprised by this, you know. And
right.
But we wait in line. And anyway, they all kind of clear out and leave this one old dude sitting there. He's sort of chubby and balding, you know, and he's kind of slouched down in his chair. And they kind of leave him behind. So he's in there by himself. And the girl that's working there comes up, young girl, you know, pretty cute. Says, "Hey, how you doing?" "Oh, good. How are you? How are you, sweetie?" You know, and she says, "Oh, just working." And he says, "It's not work. It's an opportunity."
Uh-oh.
And she's like, "Oh, that's so nice, you know." And she puts her hand on his shoulder. He puts his arm around her.
Right.
And, you know, he's like that old dude. He's old enough where he can flirt. You know what I mean?
Right.
But it's not like I couldn't get away with that. But this guy's got... Right, but this guy's old enough where he can flirt, you know.
Right.
So we're watching this. Me and my dad are watching this. I look over at my dad. I'm like, in the old man's voice, "Oh, I wish my dick worked." So anyway, just then, unrelated to everything that's going on, the door opens to the bathroom. This old lady walks out, looks right at the old guy, kind of smile. They smile at each other. And she walks out. So then I look at my dad, and in the old lady voice, I go, "I wish his dick worked." My dad, without missing a beat, says, "It ain't work. It's an opportunity."
It ain't work. It's an opportunity. Here you go.
All right.
That wasn't bad. That wasn't bad. I like that one. That kind of, I mean, this ain't a joke, but some people might get a joke out of us. A little bit like mental health part. Because these construction workers, you know, everybody knows this.
That's a barrel of laughs all day long, I'm sure, talking about those guys.
I'm going to let everybody in, you know. If you got any kids listening, tell them to leave the room right now for a little bit. But I'll let you in on a true life construction conversation. So one guy says, how did he go? What did he say? All right, man, the toilet paper in the shitter and the shitters are the worst. My ass is killing me. It's all raw. And the guy says, "What are you talking about?" "Ah, the paper in the shitter, man. It's like it's." And then another guy says, "Well, you've been going in there back and forth like there's a woman in there giving you a blowjob." And he says, "It's the shit I got off of that roach coach. I've been having the runs. I've been shitting like crazy." So he keep going in there. So like, "Well, yeah, you keep wiping your ass with that bad toilet paper. You know, you ain't..."
Right.
So I say, this is me. I say, "Well, you know, you should pack your lunch. You know, maybe you should pack your lunch, you know, before work or after work. And then you don't have to buy off that roach coat. Because those trucks that come on there sell some old stuff. I mean, you're
right
to eat it, right?" So I say that. And then I think before anybody else can say something, another guy comes in and he says, "You know, well, your ass is probably all raw. Tell your boyfriend to use more lube when he's cornholing you." So
that was coming, man.
And I'm sitting there, I'm like, man, I am in the wrong profession. These guys are just savages.
Yeah, right.
They're savages. I mean, it's crazy, P-Double. Mr. Nav, anybody listen? Me and P-Double started this whole podcast thing, you know, with the goal of maybe getting picked up by some primetime, you know, network, you know, maybe they'll put us on. And finally I can get my walk-in closet and everything else.
Mm-hmm, right.
You know, that was our big term, you know, dream. But we always said, even if we don't, we just going to just sit back and have fun, you know, just right. talking. And over the course of, I guess we've been doing it for a year now. Mm-hmm. It's a spinoff of the Stack with Nat show, which we still do here time and time again with Hugh Stack and Smoke Stack. But the podcast gives me a chance to, you know, just, I guess, share a little bit of myself with whoever.
It's a deeper dive into Mr. National.
A little bit. And I need it, I think. A lot of stuff you hold in. You don't talk to nobody, you know.
Right.
You know, being the oldest brother or whatever. It seemed like I was always a guy that always had the answers and the advice and knew something, you know, kind of like, it's like that saying of, you know, sometimes the strong guy needs help too or whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So this podcast allows me, and I always thought that, you know, I didn't take full advantage of opportunities or whatever. So I was always thinking I should be on a bigger stage or, and this podcast, I mean, it's my stage. So, I got to thank Mr. P-Double for, you know, making this all happen. It's kind of like my therapy.
Cool. For me, it's my creative outlet. Like, I have my own podcast, and I had a podcast before that with a partner of mine, and I've tried it. I'm just not a good talker. You know, I'm good more of with, like, I just like being creative and doing different things. So this gives me an outlet for that. And then, but you're my goose.
You're my goose. We
right,
like
I'm top. Your wingman, right?
You're a wingman. You're a great wingman. You set it up.
So yeah, that's where this comes. That's my angle, you know.
So I mean, so, there you go.
It works out nice.
That's from the heart. It works nice because, like I say, it's my therapy because it lets me release and let a little people inside. And most of the stuff is true, you know. it's like a movie. You know, they do them true stories based on a true story. There's a lot of stuff, you know, even the Blind Side, you know, it was based on a true story. But they Hollywood it up.
They embellish.
There you go. And here on the Mr. National podcast, we do embellish a little stories because,
a little.
I don't want all people thinking I'm that kind of heathen that be on cruise ships. Sleeping with everybody, all the single people. That's not me. That's not me. That's embellishing the story. We're trying to get our ratings up. Talking about ratings, okay. I want everybody, like I say, today is Throwback Thursday. We already talked about 80s rap. Today is Mental Health Awareness Day. Today is also Thursday Night Football. And we want everybody to make sure they got, I mean, we don't know if this thing will be.
Probably not.
But if you're listening.
You saw it, right.
Yeah. By this time, you should have saw it. You got there early, and you saw the great artwork and talents of Mr. Gene Sani, one of Mr. P-Double's finest artists around.
Yeah,
so,
yeah, he's awesome.
That he is. He's a great, great dude, okay? And I can't wait till the game comes on for the Stack with Nat show, Mr. National Podcast Pick'em Challenge. I have the Patriots.
I have the Patriots,
breaking
too.
Breaking news.
I don't see it in the picks.
Hey,
you gotta
got to
get your picks in.
Right. Well, when you're leading, when you're in front of everybody, not Mason, he's a ringer. We ain't counting that kid. He got a Ouija board or something. But in the money group, Mr. National is leading. P-Double is a close second.
Oh, now and, it's, there's a three-way tie for second, I think. Me,
yeah,
Roger,
sure.
And Smokestack, I think.
Smokestack's in there, right. Hustack.
Hustack had a good week last week. And it's coming
he
up.
Sure did. He tied me. He tied me for the league.
He's getting his comeuppance.
He stopped picking them trashy ass Cowboys. He might do something.
Oh my God!
The Cowboys got
so I'm sitting on the couch last week, just enduring that game. All of a sudden, I get my thing starts ringing, and I'm like, "What's this?" My wife's looking at me like, "What the hell?" I open it up, Skype, turn, hit the answer button. All I hear is ah.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. Me and Smokestack was out at a buddy's house. We were enjoying cigars. We're playing dominoes. We're drinking. We got the iPad on. We got the game on. We're outside of the dude's house. We're watching the game. I'm like, the Cowboys suck, dude. They are getting trashed.
Prescott was just horrible.
And me and Stack was like, man, I guess Pete was feeling it right now. I said, you know what? Hell, let's get him on. And I had no idea. I hit him up on the Skype. I had no idea he would have his unit close by. And I was just shits and giggles, we'd call him. He picked it up. And when he picked up, we just started busting out laughing. And then we'd beat up with his wife, watching the game. Just I was like, dude, they're bad.
Yeah, they were horrible.
They were horrible. I talked to my cousin, Eric, who's a big Cowboys fan, and he said it's all right. They just had it too easy the first three games.
Right.
They got smacked in the mouth. And he said, this is what he said. He said, we'll be ready when the Eagles game comes. We'll have it right. I said, all right. Well, Philly is licking their chops. And I mean, if you're a gambling man and you're willing to take the Cowboys and you want to put up money, I have 1,000 Eagle fans that's willing to bet you, okay? You can either be one broke customer or one rich man, all right? That game is going to be fire.
Fire. Yeah, It
always is.
That's a great rivalry.
Philly gets
I hate the Eagles.
And then the funny thing, the Cowboys fans, you go to Dallas, they don't really look at the Eagles as that big rivalry game. I think they're more the Redskins Giants.
Right, right. Or well, their rivalry. Redskins Giants Eagles, they're all the same to me.
Yeah, right. But the people in Dallas,
right, yeah,
they get more pumped for the Giants and the Redskins games more so than the Eagles. Philly, they live and die for Philly, Dallas, Cowboys, Eagles. It's entrenched in our DNA. Like, I hate that.
Right.
I'm not an Eagles fan, but if you were born in Philly, raised in Philly, you were just like raised to hate the Cowboys.
Right. Everything in your blood.
It amazes me that some Philly people that I know I grew up with are Cowboys fans.
I've met a few of those, and I'm like, what?
Right. How can you do that?
Right. Like,
so we got, go ahead.
I don't want to talk about it.
He said, all right, well, we're going to get our picks. I got to get my picks in. Doug Strom, CEO, president, owner of Tudor Games, had told us about this when he was on our podcast. He graced our podcast with his presence, and he told us that this was coming.
Right.
And, I have never talked to Gene Sandy. I mean, via social media, we kind of interacted. But I got to have my people reach out to his people. Maybe we can have them on.
That'd be awesome.
We'll have an artist edition of the podcast.
There you go.
And just see, you know.
I'll get a hold of him. See if he wants to get on. Gene, you want to get on the podcast? give me a call.
Right. I will get him. Listen, I'll get him. We'll get him, Michael Weingarten. We'll get them guys on. Okay? That'll be awesome. What else we got? We got electric football, leagues, tournaments, anything P-double?
Oh, leagues all around the country are underway. It's that time of year. Deep South, I think Gridiron Buzz is going to Deep South this week.
Okay.
And so they'll be on, and that's where Arcade Games is. Those guys are awesome. They always give us coverage of the games, and it's
great.
Well, I don't know what we'd do without them, you know?
Yeah, I mean, if you can't make it to these tournaments, they give you the coverage that you want to, you feel like you were there. You're not missing anything.
Right.
Okay? And Roger is one cool dude. Yeah. I was talking about, I want to give a Roger Fisher, Gridiron Buzz Network story he was telling me. I
got
to try.
He's got great stories. I mean,
oh, he's got great stories.
Hang out with that dude. You know, it's like,
dude, that little trip he had when he went to L.A., I think it was.
He was out there the same time I was, or I was out there the same time he was. We were trying to hook up for a photo, like get a selfie, right?
Yeah, right.
And it did happen, man. There's so much traffic out there. It's insane.
Man, oh, it's crazy. This dude was at a hockey game, a college
football.
He was at a parade. That was legendary, okay?
Right.
I mean, they talked about my birthday soiree. Soiree. I thought was awesome. I mean, I might have had more celebrity interaction with mine, you know, with the Ty Law party, but that'll be another podcast. I'll get into that whole thing. But Roger was telling me a story. I think he was at a gun show, okay? He's ex-military. I want to say he was at a gun show, and he saw a rifle or something, and he might have asked the guy at the table about it or asked if he could pick it up, and the guy says, you know much about that model? And Roger looks at him and is like, son, there was a time in my life where I slept every night. Well, I think he kind of put it, I slept with this rifle as much as I slept with my wife of 35 years or more, whatever he said.
So
I know this weapon inside and out. I had to sleep with it. You know, it was so then the guy says, which one was better? And then, Roger says he looks him square in the eyes with his wife standing next to him. He says, there's no way in hell I'm answering that question with my wife standing right next to me. So you want to talk about jokes, people laughing. That is a story, true story, by Mr. Roger Fisher, one of my favorite, not electric football, but favorite people.
Yeah, he's an awesome guy.
In life, you know what I mean? So that's my guys. And like I say, P-Double is my guy. Smokestack is my guy. You know, we in this sport, in this hobby of game, the Hulk Jim Davis is my guy. I can come home P-Double, come home from work, rough day, go to the mailbox, it's a box. Every so often, open it up, it's a gift from the Hulk, Jim Davis.
Oh, wow.
He sent me a Spider-Man little pillow or like a Spider-Man stuffed figure.
Wow.
You know, or a Spider-Man doll. Or another day, I get a package and there's a shirt and I rip it open and inside from Roger sending me a Top Gun t-shirt or a cigar t-shirt. Just something saying, hey, Mr. National, just thinking about you.
Right.
Jerry McGee does the same thing. So
that's cool.
It is very cool.
Hulk comes on the show quite a bit. We need to have him on more. I haven't known him that long, but I was talking to somebody and they were saying, "Well, man, I'm worried about Hulk's health," and I was like, "Yeah, you know, I always worry about him, but you know what? I don't know many people more full of life than that dude."
That guy, if you sat down and talked with him, Peter, I sat down, I've asked him how did he meet his wife, where did he work at. I mean, we had those kind of conversations.
He's got a good long history, man.
Oh, my God. He was, like, in the entertainment business.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, with a singing group and everything. Yeah. He did a talk radio show where you could call in, and he had electric football. He talked music. The guy, to me, is the greatest EF coach of all time. You know, if you ask me,
right now he'd be going, you know what? This is what he's saying right now. As he's listening to this, he's like, you know what? This fucks me up, Paul. Because you guys are sitting here talking about me when you could have just had me on, and I could be telling you this shit right now.
That's what he's saying. Hey, listen, Hulk. You listen. I'm afraid of you, okay? You're going to take over my podcast. You were so good. B-Double Mike chomped me. I mean, like, the Hulk podcast. He is good. He was on the stack with that show. He took it over. He's that kind of presence. That's Jim Hulk Davis, and he's one of my favorite guys as well.
He's your guy.
He's my guy, right. And we have that. So, folks, if you're listening to this podcast and you're just a friend or acquaintance of Mr. Nash or P-Double and you're not in the electric football circle, you need to jump over the fence and get in. It's not a huge circle, okay, but it's a tight, tight circle, okay? And there's a lot of love in that circle, and we have no issues with politics, with race, with hatred. It's just all love, okay? Yeah. Do we argue? Do we nitpick over a pass hit or not? You bet your bottom dollar we do. We'll sit there and fight like little kids. But at the end of that game, end of the day, we're outside smoking whatever you want to smoke and drinking whatever you want to drink, kicking back, having laughs, okay? Yep. And that's what it's about, life. Love life.
Nice.
That's my message. Love it. Peter, well, I'm telling you, I told you I was juiced this show, and I'm proving. I have ascended to another level.
What did you do all day, man?
Like, I'm actually above the studio looking down on us. Like, outer body experience today.
Wow. Yeah. This is awesome.
Yeah, it's this Boston sidecar I made. It's pretty strong.
Whatever it takes, man. Whatever it takes.
Whatever it takes.
That's good.
I mean, I am juiced for this Thursday night football game. Yeah, the Giants versus the Patriots. Real quick, we'll go through sports. NBA is over in China, Japan, whatever. They're playing games 8 o'clock in the morning, preseason. That's going crazy.
Hey, did you see Taco Fall play for the starting up, win the game for the Celtics?
For the Boston, yeah.
Yeah.
7'7" guy.
Yeah. I love that dude, man.
Hey, I like him now because he's on my Boston Celtics, right?
Right.
And he was on the team that Duke had to play in the tournament.
Yeah, yeah. I can't remember who it was, but it was fun watching him play.
Yeah, it was great watching him play in college.
Florida, Central Florida or something like that.
Something like that. I think Johnny Dawkins coached
him. Yeah, that's right.
Johnny Dawkins' son had an unbelievable game against Duke. Yep. Missed the tip-in that would have won the game.
Man. Yep. Yeah. you're a Duke fan.
NBA getting ready to kick off. Baseball. I feel bad for Dodger fans. They had that game against the Nationals, and I think it was 2 solo home runs, tied it, and then the dude hits a grand slam to blow it open. Kershaw probably needs to switch teams if he's he got to go. So that sets up the Cardinals versus the Washington Nationals. P-Double, I'm a big I'm in Philly. I do like the Phillies. People have seen me at many Philly games. I do like the Phillies. Okay, I'm Philadelphia. But my A1, number one baseball team is the St. Louis Cardinals. I grew up a big Ozzie Smith fan, Willie McGee, all those guys.
All right.
Whitey Herzog was the manager. Right. Jack.
Yep.
Yeah, all those guys.
They had a great team back then.
They had a great team. And then they had another. They had Pujols. They had Tommy Lasorda. They had Mark McGwire. I've been a Cardinals fan. I tell you what, I was looking at games at the Washington Nationals, the playoff. I saw a ticket for like $165. That was just a ticket. Right. Now, you know how these online services are.
Right.
By the time they pack on the taxes and fees, That 165 turns into 195 easy.
Right.
Okay? Two hour and a half drive. I'm thinking about it. But that ticket was stadium room.
Oh, man. Wow.
Dave, that's the power of playoff baseball, okay? So I got to talk to Mr. Unity, Ray Fanara, Manhattan Ray. He's a big Nationals fan, big Washington Capitals. He's a Redskins fan. See if he might want to go. If I can find somebody to go with me, I would go to that St. Louis Cardinals game.
That'd be fun.
We are chock full of sports right now. This is the greatest time of sports
of the year. Yep.
Football is in the midway part. Okay. Mm-hmm. Basketball and hockey is just kicking off, and you have playoff baseball.
Right.
That's it. I love it right now. I love it. I hit the channel, and it's always something meaningful on.
Right. Almost every night of the week, really.
Every night of the week.
So
P-Double, I mean, my high, I can't get any higher. I shot my load.
Yeah, I think that's good. I think we did a podcast.
I think it's a podcast.
I'm jacked for seeing like football on national television.
Me too. I am jacked. I know Kit Kitchen, the greatest voice. He has a voice. Cleon Tate out in L.A. has a voice. San Diego.
Oh really?
Oh my God, Cleon Tate, what a voice! Not maybe as powerful as Kit, but Cleon. When you think of a guy that's on an R&B, like he would be coming on at 10 o'clock. To set the mood for some panty dropping. That's Cleon's voice.
Remember Donnie Simpson?
Hell yeah, I remember Donnie Simpson. BT! Yeah. Had that, like, hazel eyes or whatever.
Yeah, he had that, like, look in his eyes, like he knew something, you know?
Yeah, that's Cleon's voice. Like, Cleon's voice is like 10 o'clock. R&B slow music jams. That's Cleon. Great voice. But Kit Kitchen, that powerful voice, that's why we got him on the podcast.
Right.
That's
why we got him. Every time.
Every time. That's our guy. And we're going to bring him in one more time to take us home tonight.
Peace.
Thank you for listening to Mr. National and the Mr. National Podcast. Now that didn't hurt, did it? Check out this and other podcasts at www.stackwitnationshow.com.